Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Katie likes my fit today, so.
Oh, yeah, that jacket.
You like this?
I do.
You can check it out by searching Mix 100 Denver on the YouTubes, brought to you by our good friends at Safeway. Yeah, it was one of those things where I saw this. I was like, I got to get this in a few colors.
And you did.
It's a good
one.
I really did.
It's kind of a girl thing to do, I think. But I was like, I got to get multiple colors in this little jacket that I'm wearing. It's fine. I don't know. I feel kind of dorky in it, but I don't know. I keep getting compliments.
I like the squares on it.
Do you?
It's the pattern.
Yeah, but you almost made him hate it, Katie.
I know. Well, because it's
you talked yesterday about how you don't like holes and circles in tiny places, right? Like trypophobia thing. And then Katie goes, "Well, your waffle jacket looks just like that."
It does kind of look like that.
It's not that bad.
You don't say that.
As I throw up.
Now that you mention it,
I like the arm zipper.
Oh, it like does. I can keep my cigarettes and condoms in there.
Well,
okay. That's what I keep in there. I put my crack cocaine in there.
I didn't know that's what it was for.
Resourceful jacket you got there.
It does have a pretty big pocket. I put a can of SpaghettiOs in there in a pinch.
You know? There we go. Some spam.
Come open and dig in.
Yeah, it's your lunch pocket. I like that.
Tale of two different worlds last night. I was up fairly late watching the State of the Union because I geek out over that kind of stuff.
And frankly, it went a long day.
It was the longest, from what I understand.
Longest ever. So much talking, so much clapping.
The record that he made before.
He beat Clinton's record. Clinton's was the longest,
I think. But, and then his, like, apparently it was a couple weeks into his presidency before it wasn't the actual State of the Union, but he had another speech that
went love the chit-chat.
The long time.
So much chitty-chatty, so much clapping. They're not
clapping
over here, though.
Man.
Yeah. So anyway, I watched that last night. I'm up to speed. So I did that, and then Katie, total opposite end of the spectrum,
Love is Blind.
Well, yeah.
So much love.
That's what I'm going to
watch. I
wish
these people could see, though.
And guess what? It was an hour long, just like it promised.
Yay!
But
so you're
like
into it?
I am so into it. This one is in Ohio, so a lot of Cleveland folks, Columbus. It covers the entire state there. But it is fascinating. I think the big thing everybody's talking about now after the last round of episodes dropped, the new ones dropped today, so I'll be able to watch even more tonight. But one of the guys on the show, his name is Chris, and he's a total gaslighter. So he is dating one of the women on there, and she is a doctor, and she is a complete and total sweetheart. Like, I'm going to get to her name in a second, but Chris, he told her, he was having a conversation with her, and he was just like, he left their little house that they're in, right? Because Love is Blind, if you're not familiar, they're in the pods for a little bit where they don't see each other, and then they have to propose before they're able to even see each other face to face. And then from there, they go on like a sort of honeymoon in Mexico is where they were. I think they were in Cancun. And then they come back to Ohio. Right now they're in Columbus, and this is like the most intense part of the experiment, because this is where they're living together, right? So they're getting to know each other in a home setting. So it is more real life at this point. And so this episode that I watched specifically just blew my mind, because they're sitting there and Chris leaves their little apartment setting and doesn't tell her where he's going. So he's gone the whole night. And when he finally gets back, he's just like, well, I just went to go see my buddy, whatever. And her name is Jessica, by the way. So Jessica and Chris. And Jessica's just sitting there like, where did you go, though? Like, you need to tell me where you're going to go. If you're not going to come home, like, at least shoot me a text and say, hey, I'm hanging with a buddy. He didn't do that at all. And he thought it was justified because he said, well, you know, the people I usually date in real life do CrossFit every day. And they do Pilates every day.
Yeah, but isn't that like an hour, 2 hours, and then they're back?
It is, but
so he was gone the whole
think
day.
Think about that. No, that's not.
So he's saying she's not fit.
That's what he's saying.
Oh,
he's saying his justification for not telling her is, well, you know, the people I usually date, they do CrossFit every day.
That's
that
odd.
Was his justification for not telling her where he was. And she just sat there, the whole explanation of his, because then he went into, they're doing a Pilates class. And, you know, I just like, this is a lot for me to have to get used to be with somebody who doesn't do CrossFit every day and isn't in a Pilates class every day.
So that's why he left
and
for so long?
And Jessica is just sitting on the couch, just taking it. And she's like, huh, well, this hurts to hear, you know, like, I don't like all this kind of conversation. And totally gaslights her, like, made her feel like, because she's like, so you're insinuating that I don't do CrossFit every day. Mind you, she is a doctor. And so she says, I'm out here running around a hospital every day saving people's lives. Like, you knew this coming in. You knew I wasn't going to a Pilates class every day. And so this is the time in this show when people are making the crazy excuses to just not get married. Like, this is, in my opinion, they're just trying to make it along farther in the show. And so they're trying to hang on to whatever they can relationship-wise. But it's just like, it's such a train wreck, I can't stop watching. I can't wait to see what Jessica tells Chris tonight when they finally meet up again, because they haven't talked since then. She just kind of walked away and she was like, to heck with you. I need to process all this. And it's just like, to see someone like Chris, you know what kind of person he is on the outside. You know, he's probably that guy who calls a woman, tells her she's beautiful, tells her that, you know, I want to meet you this weekend. We've got plans. Like, let's go. And then never talk to them again. Like, this is Chris. So just, yeah, new episode tonight. I cannot wait. Like, I don't want to get in a relationship of my own, but I love this train wreck.
Does she look like she needs a little Pilates?
She is gorgeous. No, look at this is a doctor.
I mean, just out of curiosity.
Josh, she's got a great body. She's beautiful.
She's cute.
She's cute.
She's cute. Yeah.
She's absolutely gorgeous. She's cute. And for him to say that. And hold on. Chris has many chins. Chris has roles.
Is he
Yeah.
I still want to know where he was all day, though.
I know. Everybody does.
Did they address that at all?
Everybody does. And he just
where
said
was
he was
he?
With a buddy. And that's
all
he needs to say.
Well, you got
to
tune in tonight, Jer.
That's all he needs to say.
Well, I think I'd rather throw myself in front of a light rail, personally. But
that's all he needs to say, because he dates women who do CrossFit. No, he is not in the best shape himself, even though his, like...
Chris looks fine.
Chris does.
Why are you
chin-shaming
right now?
No, and Chris
I feel
is,
bad for this
no,
guy.
The girl is quite a bit older.
Why are you chin-shaming him?
I feel bad for this guy.
Boy, you're
all.
Going out in public to asking, telling people about his chins. How rude, yeah. Katie.
End rolls. No, don't just... End rolls. Like, don't forget
Jared,
all of
if you saw this guy, you're going to be like, he's the most fit dude.
He's not. No, you need to see
Katie.
Him sitting on a couch talking to her, because you can see all the side stuff.
Everybody has roles when they sit down.
Yeah, well, he has a lot of them, Josh.
Not his CrossFit friends.
And double
so
chins.
So he can't talk about her appearance, but you can go on the air and talk about how fat he is.
Yeah,
huh?
After he talked about her appearance, you bet your bananas I'm going to come on the air and talk about his roles.
What do you say about
chins?
Me, to your friends?
Well, what do you say about me?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Exactly.